Hello, this is Julie Strautman with To The Root at Pasiglia Nursery and Garden Center. Hey, Bo, how are you?
I'm good, and good to be co-hosting with you again. This is going to be an important podcast for anybody that's wanting to grow food.
Do you like to eat?
Look at me. Have we just met? Get out of here.
Same here. I like to eat, too.
Absolutely.
And you know what? I really don't like going to the grocery store anymore.
That's right.
You know,
a lot of reasons, too.
There's a lot of reasons. And one of them is, boy, it hits the pocketbook pretty hard.
It does.
Because I like to do a lot of the fresh vegetables and fresh fruit.
Right.
You know, so I don't do a lot of the canned or frozen stuff, which saves you some money. But all that fresh stuff, oh my gosh, it's expensive.
When you get into the gardening world, though, it is a roll of the dice.
Yes.
But that's what this podcast is about, educating you and letting you know.
That's
but
right.
I did just see a reel on Instagram about another step you have to do when you get when you buy strawberries at the store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't know how long they've been on a truck or how long they've been at the grocery store.
Right.
So they had they put baking soda on it to wash off the chemicals and stuff.
You can, yes.
But when you grow in your own garden, it's going to be a lot healthier.
A lot healthier because you know what you put on it
100%.
If you put anything on it.
Right, right.
You know, so yeah, it's much easier, much safer to grow your own. And I've already started. How about you? Have you done anything?
No, not yet. Not yet. We attempted last year. We didn't have a good yield, but we tried.
Okay.
But we talked about the lime that might
have
seeped through the ground or whatever.
Yep.
Because we did it over gravel, which is the wrong thing to do.
Right. You only had, if I remember right, you only had about 6 inches of soil over the top of gravel.
There was 6 inches of soil.
Okay. Yeah. Which is not very deep when you think about it.
I didn't know that. Because we talked about zucchinis on a couple of podcasts ago.
Yeah.
It's like, what happened? We had an accidental garden that produced 50 of them one year. New location, didn't like it.
Yeah, yeah. It was one of those things where, you know, if Mother Nature wants to grow it there, she's going to grow it really well.
That's right.
You know? So here we're going to mimic, you know, I started putting vegetables and leafy vegetables in back in February.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you remember the warm days we had at the end of February.
Absolutely.
My lettuce and spinach, that all went in then. My green onions, been picking them ever since.
Yeah. And, you know, and I spend obviously too much time on Instagram. A friend of mine has a greenhouse and his experience, he's got all kinds of strawberries, all this stuff, but he does lettuce.
Yes.
And I saw an Instagram reel where you cut the lettuce leaves off with scissors and it resprouts from the same.
That's right. Because you don't cut the heart of the lettuce.
That's right.
And when you're doing leaf lettuce instead of head lettuce, then it will keep growing new leaves. Now, eventually it gets a kind of almost a woody stem on it and it wears out and then it bolts.
Right, right.
And the bolting is it's going to produce seed.
Gotcha.
Usually that happens when it starts getting too warm outside.
Well, and some of the things that we're going to talk about in this podcast are everybody that has a garden in their backyard or maybe a patio garden.
Absolutely.
Anything that you can consume.
Here's what I do at my house. I have raised boxes.
Love those.
And I love them because I don't have to bend over, pull out the weeds.
100%. Yep.
So it's great. But I do blueberries. I do raspberries. I do fig trees. And lettuce, spinach, onions, you know, the whole gamut, and beans. And I do my beans, climbing beans, pole beans.
Okay.
So I'll have a trellis in which my trellis in one of my pots, you know, my grouping of pots is, you know what hog fencing is?
Yeah. It's
just
wider.
Panels, hog panels.
Yes.
It's like fence panels, wire panels. Well, I use those and I've made kind of a teepee from one planter to the other.
Smart.
Put my pole beans on one side and my peas on the other side and let them climb up. And then I walk between them and pick it underneath.
Right.
You know, so it's real easy to do it that way. And I also, on the other series of the same pots, I do tomato plants like that.
And does it also keep critters out?
It does because it's raised up. For
okay.
one, no critter on the ground can get to it. Now, you can get to, you know, things that climb like raccoons and stuff like that. Yeah, those animals can still get to it. But they don't.
Right, right.
You know, so far, so good.
Because they see you on the porch with a shotgun.
Yeah. No, you know, they want to come out at night, and at night is the only time I'm there.
You know, it is truly amazing. I think the organization is called Circle of Concern in Valley Park.
Mm-hmm.
They have a very small plot of ground next to their building, and they produce thousands of pounds of food.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing what people can grow.
Yeah, the share of the harvest and that kind of
thing. Yeah.
One of the ladies that works for us, she's into the share of the harvest, and she grows a lot of food and then distributes her produce.
So here at Pasiglia, you can advise and you can sell them the plants, the starter plants?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We do the vegetable plants, tomatoes, I mean, almost anything you can think of, peppers, whatever it is.
Yeah, and this time of the year, tax season is coming to a close, but it's time to do your tomatoes.
Your tomatoes.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, it's getting close to put your tomatoes outside. Now, we could still get another couple of frost, but if you cover them well for those cold nights, uncover them during the day, but cover them up at night, then you can get your tomato plants out a little early.
Gotcha.
Now, people always want to be the first one that has the first tomato on the 4th of July. Mother Nature's timing is not going to let you succeed too often like that.
Okay. But when they do start, then you got a bountiful.
Then you got a bountiful. Because it all, you know, your tomatoes bloom because of daylight hours. They set fruit because of daylight hours. So until you get enough daylight hours to produce the bloom, to produce the fruit, and then all the nutrients they need in the soil, you're not going to race ahead of Mother Nature.
Right, right.
So, you know, there might be an odd year that, oh, I got a tomato July 1st instead of July 4th.
Right. Okay.
So.
Well, that's good. Now, if somebody comes into Pasiglia and says, hey, I want to grow my food without chemicals.
Yes.
Is there a way?
There is, absolutely. I grow mine without chemicals. I use all natural fertilizers, all natural ingredients. I even, any spraying that I do, I try very hard not to do any chemical on it.
Right, right.
So any fungus, I mix peroxide and water and spray fungus.
Just regular peroxide?
Regular peroxide. You use a half a cup of peroxide to a gallon of water, and you spray that like on your tomato plants, your bean plants. And it helps keep the fungus off.
And, okay, so other basic chemicals, or not chemicals, I shouldn't say that, peroxide, is baking soda part of the mixture?
Baking soda is part of the mixture. You can use that, too. And I think it's like 2 tablespoons per quart of water, and you mix it up. Now, when you mix things up like this, you have to use them right away.
Right.
Because if they sit, then they dissipate. You know, all the properties that you need them for are gone already.
Right. It happens pretty quickly.
Yeah, it happens pretty quickly. But I use in because I grow things in raised beds and boxes, and I do a lot of green sand in my fertilizing. So at least twice a year, I add green sand to my vegetable boxes.
And what does the green sand do?
The green sand is from the ocean, and it has a lot of the micronutrients and all this kind of stuff, and it is very concentrated in there. And so you put that in your soil, and it actually, those micronutrients are enriched.
Fantastic.
In your soil.
Wow.
So, yeah. So I do that. And then, you know, a lot of different, depending on what I'm trying to boost, what organic fertilizer I'll use. And I love the Espoma product.
When it comes to placement of certain plants, let's say somebody wants to be a mini farmer and they actually have rows. They have this is the row of okra, this is the row of beans, or whatever. Is the placement that, or corn? People have been growing corn the last several years for hundreds or thousands of years. But I'm just saying in backyards.
It's maize.
Yeah, right? but does placement make a difference? And where can we find that?
It does make a difference. Now, when you're doing your vegetables, I don't know of one vegetable that will not make another one grow. Okay, so what it is you got to realize how it grows so that you know what you can plant close to it.
Right.
So like a corn plant grows tall and narrow. That means, anything short and bushy, I can plant right beside it.
Okay. Ooh, sunshine though is going to get blocked.
Well, depends on which way you have your rose going.
Okay. And which way should you have your rose going?
So if you have your rose going from east to west, the sun goes east to west. So you get the sun over the long row.
Okay.
So everything out in front and behind also gets the east-west sun.
So much to think about.
Yeah.
Okay. Also a great source of information would be the Farmer's Almanac.
Farmer's Almanac. Okay. They'll always tell you. And they'll tell you what day to plant it on.
Oh. Okay. Now I've heard it all. No, that's smart,
yeah,
though.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's so easy once you start into it, and you got to experiment just a little bit. You know, with the raised boxes, my boxes are only, 24 inches? Wide. And I do big tomatoes, beans on poles, you know, lettuce, and it's constantly something great in there to harvest.
Okay, so a heartbreaker is when my wife walks out middle of summer and half the leaves are eaten up and gone.
Oh.
Because you get a good start going, you're feeling good, you're going to have a big yield this year. There's so many different ways to get rid of those bugs. I know there's good bugs and there's bad bugs.
Yes.
But like people say, ooh, soap and water, and you spray it on the plant.
Well, it doesn't really do much. I mean, a lot of times then your bugs have a bubble bath, you know. So, but one that works really good is diatomaceous earth.
Oh, I learned about that last year from you. Okay.
Yes, diatomaceous earth, easy to use. You use it as a dust. It'll take care of all your worm problems, all your beetle problems on your vegetables. It takes care of a lot of it. Now, the thing is, when you dust your plants with it, they have a white dust on them all the time.
Okay.
Because it doesn't go away. It's still there.
Still healthy for you.
Still healthy for
you. To consume the fruits or vegetables.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You wash it off. Diatomaceous earth is in a lot of packaged food.
Oh.
Dried packaged food that has, rice, flour, things like that in it, because it keeps the weevils out of them.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, there's food grade diatomaceous earth, which is, you know, what we use on our vegetable plants.
And available at Basiglia.
Absolutely.
And through Shopify.
And through Shopify.
Because that is something new for 24.
Absolutely. We started our Shopify, so you can go online and order and then have it set to pick up 24 or 48 hours later.
Wonderful.
So we'll have it ready for you. Yeah. So it's, we just started that this year. So far, so good.
Yeah. Nice. That's a big endeavor, and it's a great service that you're offering people. Because otherwise, you get lost in the aisles. You're like, I don't know what to do.
I know. And then you have time to kind of think about it and research it and look at it, you know, online, read about it and say, do I want that one? Yeah, I need that one.
Right.
Well, what about this one? So you have a little time, and then you pick the one and
put it in your cart.
Put it in your cart, check out, and we'll have it ready in 24 or 48 hours.
There is no doubt that people know Basiglia Landscaping for beautifying your yard.
Yes.
But people have got to know that you can grow your own food, and you do advise and you sell the plants for that here as well.
Yes, we do. And
full
service. We have a workshop coming up, a garden workshop on starting your own vegetable or fruit garden, because we do fruit trees, blueberry bushes, you know, I mean, we have a whole gamut of edible.
We are in the middle of April at the time of this recording. So is it too late to get started?
Oh, absolutely not.
You can start your little garden
anytime. And there's things you can plant in the heat of the summer so that you can harvest it a little later.
Right.
And then also you can do a fall garden, and so you'll harvest your fall vegetables.
Okay.
I mean, you can grow something pretty much year round.
What is the one food item that you grow yourself that you most look forward to eating?
Probably lettuce.
Yeah.
I'm a big salad person, and lettuce because I can grow it in the wintertime on my kitchen countertop.
And there's 400 varieties.
Oh, at least.
Do you have a favorite?
I like the red leaf lettuce.
Oh,
that's my fave.
Okay.
Yeah. My fave. Butter crunch is also good. What day is this? Is this Thursday or Friday? I also like romaine on those days.
Okay.
know, so
okay. Whatever works for you.
So it just depends on the day.
Yeah. Arugula was something we discovered.
Oh yes. I love
years
arugula.
Ago.
Have you ever had an arugula salad with, it's just arugula lettuce and, chopped watermelon.
Ooh, what?
With feta cheese.
Okay, I'm in.
Oh, it's
I'm
so
in.
Good.
Okay.
Very, very simple, but it is good and refreshing.
Wow.
And that bitter arugula flavor with the watermelon and the feta cheese, you know, a stronger cheese, just blends right. Oh, it's so good.
It makes sense. I'm a salt on watermelon guy.
Oh, yeah.
And arugula has, some arugulas have a little peppery flavor to it, which I'm like,
yeah.
You know, like to me, water's water. No, it's not. I go to travel upstate New York, and in my wife's hometown, they're on a well, and that mountain water is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. We're on a well, too, at my house, so I love our water. I'll carry my own water in.
Right.
Because I don't want to drink the city water.
That's true. So, but my point is the varieties of lettuce in this area that you can grow are really a lot.
Yes. Okay. Oh, a lot of different lettuces.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know one you can't grow.
Oh, wonderful.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So.
Anything else you want to talk about?
Oh, there's a lot of things I want to talk about.
Nut trees?
Nut trees. Now, we don't sell the nut trees.
Okay.
You know, you can do them. I don't personally don't have nut trees growing at my own house.
Right.
But, you know, there's a lot of, you have to look into on the nuts.
They're a lot of work, too.
Yeah. Right? The walnuts grow very well around here.
Yeah.
You know, but when you're starting to do pecans, it takes a long time to get a harvest off of a pecan tree.
Okay.
So you're talking at least 7 years from planting.
I know.
By the time you get anything.
But in this day and age of Amazon and Shopify, we want it now, dang it.
I know. But I have, you know, fruit trees that are, you'll get harvest the very first year.
Which would be what kind?
Apples, peaches, cherries.
Lemons?
Lemons, that's your citrus trees.
Yeah.
Oh, I always have lemons and limes.
Oh, my goodness.
And a lot of times when you buy them here, they already have lemons and limes on them.
Do you have a tequila tree, too?
Lemon and lime.
Oh, we're going to call it that. Okay. Yeah.
And remember how I told you, you know, which someday you got to see it, Bo. My orchard that I grow in the basement all winter long.
Yeah.
You know, is my citrus trees and stuff, which are, if it stays warm, will be going out the 1st of May.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah, they'll be going outside on the patio to continue out there.
And have you had most of these plants for a long time, or these trees
for a
long time?
Oh, some of them I've had 12 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Love
so,
that.
Yeah, it's my husband calls it, you know, this is when he picks a lemon or a lime, he says, well, this is about $1,000 lime right here. You know,
I know what you're saying.
You can't get a big harvest off of them. You know, about every 3 years, I get a huge harvest.
Right.
And then it's kind of pick and choose from there, depending on which one's doing the best.
Mr. Julie, I know what you're saying. I feel you, brother. I feel you, brother. Okay. And, you know, like I mentioned before, that I just saw this Instagram reel about putting baking soda over strawberries to wash off the chemicals of store-bought strawberries.
Right.
What do you have to, do you have to wash your vegetables similarly?
I do, but I don't add anything to wash them off because I haven't really put anything on them.
Right, okay.
But what I do is I'll put them in a colander in the sink.
Right.
And run cold water. And if your tap water doesn't get really cold, add ice to it.
Oh, okay.
You know, because for one, it kind of seals the vegetable up or the fruit, whatever it is, seals it up so that then you can rinse it off really easy and they're much firmer. They don't spoil as fast.
Right.
If
good
you can
stuff.
Cool them down real quick.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we covered a lot here.
We did. Yeah.
And if we didn't,
now I'm hungry.
If we did, yeah, really. If we didn't answer your question, you can always send your emails in and questions to theroot@pasiglia.com.
Correct.
We'd love to have any of those, field those questions. But don't forget to check the calendar of events and all the classes that you lead and your staff has at pasiglia.com.
We are busy doing classes now. And now we do also classes for groups that want to have their own special class.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So you can call in and see if there is an opening on the calendar, and we'll hold a class for your group.
Yeah. And, you know, if let's say you don't have the patio space or the backyard space or whatever, there's wonderful places that are public gardens, kind of like the YMCA of Wildwood.
Right.
Yeah, have you ever been over to their garden?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. That's a great garden over there.
They've got a sign out there that says, this is the pizza garden. And it's, you know, the tomatoes.
Oh, yeah.
And I just love that. It's just creative. They do a great job over there.
I like the scratch and sniff garden that I have at my house, which is my herbs.
Oh, wow.
You know, scratch and sniff. So, you know, the more you move them and touch them, the more you can smell them.
Julie, do you realize there's a sect of people out there that don't know what scratch and sniff means?
Oh, my God.
They don't have them in magazines anymore. Remember that?
No, they don't.
Why? I wonder.
Oh, I don't know. It's been a long time since I bought a magazine that would have.
I mean, there's perfume samples, I guess, in my wife's Cosmo or whatever. But
yeah, so that would still be there, but.
Nothing to. Oh, wow. No pizza scratch and sniff. whatever. Okay. Grow your own food. Yeah. That's what we're calling it.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And Bo, I'm glad that you like to eat food.
I'm addicted to it.
And now, you know, you're getting ready to earn another badge, you know, for your training, horticulturalist in training. So we're more than happy to teach you some more.
In all seriousness, though, people have been doing this since the pandemic began.
It was
a time consumer. It was good. And then you're like, what's going on with the world?
Yeah.
I got to have food.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a lot of reasons. If you're a prepper, come to Basiglia. They can answer all your questions.
That's right.
And get you
started. Talk to us. We'll help you out. So thank you, Bo. And we'll see you guys next time on To the Root at Basiglia.com.
We hope you enjoyed exploring the wonderful, vast world of gardening, plant care, and holistic living with us. You can find us on our website, Basiglia.com, or search for Basiglia Landscape, Nursery, and Garden Center on social media. Please subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends to stay up to date on our episodes of To the Root with Basiglia. The email address to submit your questions or comments is totheroot@basiglia.com. Until next time, keep exploring the roots of gardening and live in harmony with nature. Thank you for listening.